Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Trading Secrets. I'm your host, Jason Tardik, and welcome to the pre-market trading segment. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our guest today, a little money tip, and then an update from my personal life. Before I do that, please make sure to give us 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Let us know what you thought about the show, biggest takeaway, and or a guest or topic you want to make sure that we cover. We would so greatly appreciate it. And wherever you're listening now, just remember to hit that subscribe button. It helps us out tremendously. And if you want to watch the whole episode, you can do it on YouTube. Just go to Jason Tardik on YouTube and you can follow along there. Now, today's guest, this one might be a good one to watch. So we were at the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight with Celsius, and Tyler and I were like, hey man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we've been on the ones and twos. Why don't we podcast tomorrow? Tyler's like, great, let's do it. So we think about where we could podcast. We both have early flights. He's like, let's just podcast in my bed. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, let's podcast in my bed. So I woke up early the next day after the Tyson-Paul fight, and there you go. Tyler and I are podcasting in his bed. And yes, we have a beautiful guest joining us in bed, and that is Tate, his new girlfriend. It was really funny. You're going to hear in this episode, Tyler's telling this story about, you know, the first time he met Tate, and Tate's in the bathroom doing her makeup, and she comes out and gives him like the dirtiest look, like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Tate, what's wrong? Like, okay, cut the film and what's wrong? She's like, he's lying. This isn't true. I'm like, what? I'm like, Tate, get on the bed. You're now in the podcast. And so with this episode, there's a lot to cover. We talk about life. We talk about love. We talk about health. We talk about wealth, all the things. We talk about Tyler's show. We talk about the deal that Tyler and I did together. And we talk a lot about their relationship, too. So it's like a health, wealth, life update from Tyler and Tate, all from his bedroom hotel at the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, sponsored by Celsius. So there's that. So this is a good episode, though. Good banter, good information. Talk some real estate stuff. You'll enjoy it. Now, I want to give you one little money tip. It kind of connects to everything that, you know, happened with Bert and just life, and something that I'm now thinking about that I haven't done is update all your estate and insurance plans. Like, this is a good time as a year is winding down and a new year is beginning. Make sure that you've either created or you update your estate plans. If you don't have an estate plan consisting of at least a will and a testament and a power of attorney and healthcare proxy in place, just make that a priority and think through it. An estate plan will help in significant ways to ensure that your assets are distributed, like according to your wishes, like what you want, as opposed to where it could go. And this is also a good update to just make sure all your health insurance, all your life insurance, all your insurances are in place, you're properly covered, and you're in a good place going into 2025 when it comes to all things estate and insurance planning. So just a quick little tip. It gets away from us. And as we get into the new year, it's something that we should really, really think about. Now, I am reading a book called Brave Enough by Cheryl Strayed. Really enjoy it. I'm in my quotes era right now. I think it's just because of new life changes and a lot on the horizon. I'm just like, I see quotes. I want to read them. I want to consume them. And they're landing with me. So I got one for you here. It's from Brave Enough. Some facts of your childhood will remain immutable, but others won't. You may never make sense of the bad things that happened to you, but with work and with mindfulness, with understanding and heart, you will make sense of yourself. Another one for you, how wild it was to let it be. All right, I just like this book, Brave Enough. Cheryl Strayed, check it out. Personal update. What a week. Oh my gosh. A lot of action. We're in Vegas for F1, and we are here doing some work with Venetian Properties, this hotel has been immaculate. It's like you have the luxury that you would want in a hotel, but you have all the different options from the food court to high-end restaurants. Like, it's got it all. So we're here with Venetian. We're also doing some work here with Patron. We dropped by the Raising Cane's suite and hung out with Raising Cane's. We're doing some work with Jefferson Whiskey as well. So, and also last but not least, with JD Sports and Puma. So a lot of brand activations happen at these big events. And myself as a creator is working with these companies. And then our agency is hiring creators to work with these agencies. It was unbelievable. We had such a great dinner with Sean White and the Patron team. With Venetian, we were at their Paddock Club, which was just such a cool experience. We got to walk to the garage of where these cars are. I was learning so much about them. I can't believe that the two cars that we saw have an annual spend together of $120 million. That's how much they spend on these cars in an annual basis for F1. And, you know, it was just such a great weekend, of networking, seeing old friends, meeting new friends. And there's just nothing like an F1 race. So if you ever have the opportunity to do so, definitely check it out for the experience. And even in Vegas, like, you don't even have to have a ticket. You could see they're literally racing on the strip. You could see it from almost anywhere. So definitely give that a go or think about it. And this upcoming week is going to be such a fun one. Happy Thanksgiving Day to everyone out there, to you and your families. But before Thanksgiving, I'm going to be in LA doing some podcasting. We got Mark Ballas coming on, and then got to go support the kid, the one, the only, Joey G, for Dancing with the Stars finale. So my fingers are crossed that Joey wins that Tuesday night. Make sure that you vote for Joey and Jenna. 21523, text Joey 10 times. It's been a really fun week. I'm really looking forward to this week, and I just can't wait to be back with Mom and Dad for Thanksgiving. But enough of me. Let's go to the bed with Tyler Cameron and Tate. Let's ring in the bell. Tyler, dude, get up, you're podcasting. Come on, get up. How we doing? Did you have fun last night? Come on, get up. I wouldn't expect you to sleep with a shirt on. Do you want to do this right here?
Yeah.
Podcast right here?
Hold on.
You're such a piece of work. Did you have a good time last night?
I had a great time. This can broke.
All right, I've never done an episode of Tree. What the hell's wrong with you? Is this how you do things? You just like always have to like try and make it sexy or something?
No, I just woke up this way.
Is this just your life?
I just woke up this way.
All right, I'm gonna get comfortable. If we're doing this in bed, take the shirt off a little bit, do the Tyler Cameron thing. All right, let's talk about last night.
Yeah.
We're in the Celsius suite.
Can you put my towel from last night over there?
What's wrong with you? Why do you also have cameras set up like this? What else did you do in here last night?
We're not shooting a podcast.
We are talking, Jesus. We're talking trading secrets. Have you ever...
Talking trading secrets in the bed.
Have you ever sold anything sexually? Like online? Like OnlyFans? Like feet pics?
So I had...
As a means of income?
I had OnlyFans one time.
Okay.
And I guess I technically still do, but it was for a means of marketing. We used it as April Fool's joke to launch my show, Going Home with Tyler Cameron, on Amazon Prime.
Well, if you haven't checked it out, make sure you're tuned to episode 6. It was the best one.
Yeah, there's a couple hot guys in there doing construction.
Unbelievable. All right, let's get into some of the numbers from last night's event. Did you hear how much Jake Paul profited from that fight?
My guess, I heard a number of 40 million. Is that true?
That is correct. He took in 40 million. What do you think Mike Tyson took in?
I heard 20 million. Is that right?
20 million. And for Jake Paul's entire career at this point with boxing, $100 million.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I think that's just the power of marketing and promotion. Like, everyone talks about it. He is a marketing genius. And throughout the night, like, the big brands that he's involved with, Celsius, the body spray company, all these things, you saw it throughout the night, everywhere. He did a great job showing off everything that's important to him.
Would you ever get into boxing, like, as a career trick, when you see someone having this much success?
Yeah. I do think, though, the mark of, like, influencers going to box has kind of come and passed. I think there was a time when there was, like, a bunch of YouTube boxers and Instagram boxers doing it.
Yeah.
But now I think it's, like, Jake Paul, and then, like, a bunch of, like, tonight you saw on the undercard, it was all legit boxers.
Legit boxers, yeah.
And then
yeah.
it was Jake Paul, Mike Tyson as like the show fight.
So you think it has to, like, you have to be at like almost like an A-list level.
Yeah, and I also think Jake Paul is like, he's fighting.
Like, he's fighting. 100%.
His fights are, like, he's a real boxer.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say he's like in maybe the most elite boxer. Like, mm-hmm. there's like Canelo and all those guys. That's a different class.
Yeah.
But I think for what he's done and the promotion and the show and the, I think also the light he's shining on boxing
yeah.
has been quite impressive.
17.8 million they did in ticket sales yesterday. So the numbers yeah. are absolutely off the charts.
When I heard they're doing this at the Cowboys Stadium, I was like, a boxing match in the most elite football stadium, I thought was insane. And I thought, oh, they'll have it'll just be lower level, everything else people. No. We were in the suite last mm-hmm. night. Suites were all packed out. You look above us. All those seats were completely booked to the top of AT&T Stadium, which I thought
crazy.
Was insane.
70,000 plus people for a boxing match.
For a box.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what else I think is interesting? The celebrity attraction to boxing, I think, other than F1, it's the number one sport.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I
feel like it always has been since like the 60s, the 70s. Like, it's always been like that.
Yeah. I think boxing is like the place where you see the elite celebrity, like all that. Like the Mike Tyson fights back in the day, everyone used to be a ringside for that.
For sure.
And I feel like it's kind of lost its lust.
A little bit.
And now it's like they've done a great job of bringing that back. Like, there was tons of people in that room last night, and I thought it was fun.
Who were you most impressed with in the Celsius Suite last night? Like, one person you met?
I tell you what, every time I see them, I love seeing them, is the Two Friends guys.
Those guys are great.
They're awesome. They're like yeah. the sweetest guys. They throw the best parties. They're always fun to be around. I think Two Friends is just, on top of being amazing DJs and entertainers, great people.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right. Well, if I got you in your bed, we're transitioning this to you. You actually almost took a career track into wrestling. WWE, there is a rumor out there. They knocked on your door. What was that like?
Yeah. So initially, when I signed up for The Bachelorette, the first thing I signed up for actually was the WWE.
Wait, you signed up for WWE before The Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So I was like home bored. I saw like an ad for it. I was like, I would freaking love this. Run around in a red Speedo and red boots and just kick people's ass. Like, that's what I was born to do.
Wait, where was the ad? Like,
it was just like, I don't know. I was like scrolling through something. I saw something for like sign up to join, you know, WWE. I guess they must have been really desperate at the time.
Okay.
And I saw it and I was like, I filled out the application. I sent it to my buddies as like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be amazing at this. Sign up for it. Because I was always like the kind of crazy guy for the football team.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And then
what happened?
The Bachelorette ended up hitting me back within like 2 weeks, in which WWE hit me up like probably 6 months later, like even after like my show came out. I was like, well, I already kind of did that, guys. So I guess I'm going to do this. And then we actually had conversations and they brought me and Matt to, because they were talking about maybe doing a tag team with me and Matt.
That's incredible.
And bringing us to like the training grounds in Orlando. And I thought it was really cool. It would be fun to give it a try. And then we got in there and we saw like the guys in the ring.
Yeah.
That's brutal living.
So you and Matt actually did training for the WWE.
We went down there and checked it out. We didn't like get in the ring and really try it out. I mean, we kind of like went against the ropes.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the ropes were like bungee cords.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real rope that goes around. It's just so tight that it shoots these guys off.
Okay, it's like a trick. Because the ropes in boxing last night are nothing.
No, they're flimsy.
They're flimsy, but in wrestling, like actually,
it's a real rope that's super tight all around the ring.
What do you know what you would have got paid if you did something like that?
I don't think the pay was that great. That was part of, I think, the reason why we weren't into it. Because it's a huge commitment. And it's like it's a career change. So I don't think we were ready for that. But maybe down the road, you know, I can do it. As a kid, I always like grew up watching it. And like my dad and I, when I was really little, we would wrestle during commercial breaks. Like, and I'd be like jumping off the corner of the bed, giving like the people's elbow.
Yep.
And my mom, she would come in, "You're gonna fucking break something. You're just goddamn it, stop." And we'd be like, "Okay, okay, okay." And then she'd leave, and my dad looked at me, he'd go, "Ding, ding, ding," and we fucking just get right back at it. Yeah.
Can you do an impression of The Rock?
The Rock? Oh man, when he would do the, he would take the
people's elbow.
The people's elbow. Oh man, that would give me.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I mean, another guy, just elite marketer.
Elite, elite. All right, let's talk about changes. There's been a lot of change in your life lately.
Yeah.
Let's start about now you're dating someone. It's out there. Tater?
Yeah, Tate is out. And I will say, Jay, you had an eye for it before anyone did.
Why don't you tell him?
So we were shooting Going Home with Tyler, mm-hmm. and there's a scene where Tate, we needed a photographer, and we just asked Tate to do it.
Where did you find Tate, though?
My friend found her.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, we saw her one time on the side of the road. She was wearing, like, a full Statue of Liberty outfit with, like, $10 off your mobile
Wait,
cell phone
no
service.
Way.
Yeah, she was like swinging a sign and all that. And like the effort was elite. And
I
was
need like, Tate on if, this
she
podcast.
Can, if she can take that effort and put it into, you know, just like something like social media or anything like that, she'll be incredible. What?
It's not true.
Oh.
How much did you get paid for that? How much did you get paid for that?
I didn't get paid because I didn't do it.
Did you ever, true or false, you were in the Statue of Liberty
no,
costume?
I was
true
not.
Or false, you were ever working on the side of the road spinning?
No.
So where is he making this up from?
He's told interviewers this, like.
Is this a lie? Did you just lie all the time?
Yeah.
Is this what he always does?
Literally.
This is why he's always like creating headlines and stuff. He's just full of shit. Yes.
Well, because we don't have a great, I mean, like our origin story is like, we needed that. Like,
I can't believe you just made that up.
I know. I can't believe you just believed.
I was like ready to start crying. I'm like, this is adorable. Like you saved her life, dude.
you saved her life.
I kind of did, you know?
Okay, so she was, so where did you guys meet?
So
speak loud so the audio can pick it up. Come on, give me some.
You want to come in?
Come in.
Come on.
Hey, take it in. Do you want some Celsius to wake
yes,
you up?
Yes, I do.
Let's go. Oh, here, there's more over here. This is nice.
This seems so weird, but this isn't the first time we've done this.
All right, so where did you actually meet?
So Tyler and I actually met a couple times before he remembered meeting me. I thought Tyler and I were actually good friends. Turns out he didn't know who I was. So
it was through like a little bit of a messy era for myself. You
yeah.
know? Well, I was.
You
doing
had
a
messy
party.
Era?
Yeah.
But, no.
But technically, you know JP.
Yeah.
So technically, we met because JP and I did a fake wedding shoot for our friend who's a wedding planner.
Okay, a lot of fake stuff happening here.
And he was like, "Yo, you gotta come on my friend's boat and hang with the squad." So I was like, "Okay." Happened to be his boat.
Yeah, we had a big boat party that night.
Was JP like coming on to you?
Trying to.
Really? Were you into Tyler from day one?
No. Especially like when I started working for him. Because my sister would text me and she'd be like, she would see how we kind of were, like had our banter, which I think you caught on to. And she'd be like, "Oh, like you guys like each other." And I'm like, "No." I'm like, "I've seen too much. This isn't happening."
What was too much?
Well, he was just off the rails.
Like how so? See, I'm pretty good at this, huh?
Tell me. I don't know. You know, it's so weird to talk about now, but like I was kind of like his wing woman in some scenarios.
Yes.
Like it's very strange. I don't
like
recommend it.
Like you guys were swingers and you went to like get like people together?
Yeah, no, he would like invite girls over and then like he has this like avoidant kind of personality. So it's like if he wanted someone to leave, he would just be like, "Hey, Tate, come here. Like come and hang out with us." And then I would go hang out with him. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I would look around and he would be like gone out of the house. And I would just be stuck hanging out with this girl trying to figure out like how to get her like gone.
And you thought the Statue of Liberty story was better than this?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? All right, so then we're on set and we're filming this episode. And you guys at this point had known each other for how long?
Probably a few months.
Like 2 years.
Okay, all right. Unbelievable. You guys just forget the real estate. You two should have your own show. Then, but there was something, I thought there was something going on there. And I was calling for it. The second I was like, and I was whispering to him, like, come on, do something. And he's like, they're going to make the whole show about that. Leave it alone. And then on the wall, I wrote, Tate and Tyler love each other. I wrote them, right? And they, but they added that.
You can catch it. Slightly on the show, because one of the producers sent me and she's like, I can't believe that no one has like found this and posted about it.
Did, and why? Because you were like, you didn't want them to make a storyline about it?
Well,
or you just weren't
sure. I was still like, kind of like, in
you
this,
didn't like me at that time.
No,
you didn't like me like that at that time.
Yeah. Like, at that time, I was like, also like, we were working together at this time. So mm-hmm. I was like, that's not really a good look. Work environment and like good look or whatever. But good thing I'm the HR to my company. As well. So, but so there was that. And then like, also like, they wanted me on my show originally to date a lot on the show. So I went on like 6 dates on the show that never saw the light of day.
Why do you think they edited all that out?
Just shows change. You have different execs comes in, things get flipped around.
Yeah.
So like, I went on all these dates, and I was like, I was trying to date again,
mm-hmm.
and like Tate and I, we were just like, it was like work. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it was never like there was like a line I always try to keep. Didn't keep it for long, and so I was trying to respect that, and I just think it's and I was dating on the show, and I was trying to cultivate some type of relationship with somebody that I met from the show, but the show killed me. Like, if you ask Tate or ask anybody, I was dying during that show. Because, like, it was first season.
What do you mean? Mentally or just, like...
Mentally, physically, everything.
But financially like first, at all or no?
Financially, everything.
Because you're buying all these properties.
Yeah. Like, when you're doing a home reno show, it's the hardest show you can ever possibly make because you are managing all the homes. So you got a whole construction crew. You have to organize with the production crew. You have to manage all the homeowners and their expectations. You have to work with the town. So yeah, it's like,
permits. It's
just the ultimate circus act.
And you're paying for it. Like, obviously there's compensation for the show, but you're paying for everything.
Yeah. Every dollar I made from the show and more, I put back into the show because I was like, this is my one shot to put myself out there, you know? And also like, I wanted to make sure that every dollar that my client gave us mm-hmm. was going, I told everyone, every dollar they're giving us is going right back into their home.
Wow.
Because I want it to be the best home we can possibly make for these people because we get one chance to make a splash.
I love it. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One question I got, and then we can get back into the show, is I think it's, in this world, you got to learn by kind of falling on your face. And I think one thing you learned, and I'm still very much learning, is the idea of keeping things private.
Yeah.
And your relationship was private for quite some time before it went public. How long was it private for, if you can speak to that? And then also, why? What was your thinking with all of it?
Well, I think, I don't know, we probably like around a year or so. And then,
let's say a year.
And then I think the reasoning behind it is just like, I've seen so many people, you know, just throw their relationships out there. And I feel like then it becomes everyone's chance to critique it, make their own opinions about it. And whether you like it or not, you read this stuff in, and whether you say it doesn't make an effect on you, it does. 100%. It becomes, there's things that become in the back of your mind. Like, I know, like, when I first got off the show and I was ripping social media and doing, I was doing stuff just shooting out of the hip, doing crazy stuff all the time. And then you would start to hear the chatter about it. And no matter what, like, that plays in the back of your mind when you start to do stuff again. And so I didn't want there to be like that those negative thoughts playing in her mind or my mind when we started to build this relationship. And then once we got to a place that I felt like we were strong, we saw a good future with each other, I was like, okay, let's take the next step now, which was that. And, you know, I think she's a huge trooper about it because, like, it's hard. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it wasn't always, we had some bumps in the road.
What is the hardest part about it from your standpoint?
I think no matter how much you know behind closed doors, like, hey, this is who we are, this is real, this is, like, our real life, seeing interviews and stuff in the beginning when, like, we were dating and they would ask him, like, oh, are you dating? Like, and he would be like, oh, I'm single, ready to mingle.
Yeah,
it was just, like, no matter if I knew he was doing that to just
like kind of protect you in a way, weird, right?
Absolutely.
Like, as backwards as that is.
Hearing it, it's just like, ooh, like that hurts a little bit. Yeah. Like that stings.
Yeah. And we're also like right in the middle of like show's over or like where the show's getting ready to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we're promoting this show and it's, you know, we're like still like trying to like figure out like, are we promoting it as like, Tyler is like, is he single? Is he in a relationship? So it's all these things that we were trying to navigate through. And like earlier on in the relationship, we're just like saying like, it's just, we're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was tricky, but I think, you know, she's the ultimate trooper. I'm very grateful and for how gracious she was through all that. Cause I could imagine it being tough. Cause I don't know, it's just, it stinks. And it's just the world we live in. It's tough and it's hard, but
And people create like a narrative online where you're like, read a whole story about your relationship and you get someone, and I'm like, why am I reading this? Like, this is my relationship. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
But then you see, you're like, people are telling all these stories and it is, it's my first time being in this world. So I think I really had to, you know, not put my dukes up and like want to fight everybody.
I get that. Well, it's constant mislabeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you realize is, If there's rumors or lies or mislabeling, if there's not any wind to carry that sail, it'll die because there's just no truth to it. But I know, seeing it, hearing it, and then reading it, it's
a
stinger. All the time. All right, let me ask you this. What's next then for you two?
So we like have been dying, but also busting our ass, renovating our house. And it's been a true labor of love. She's really put the team on her back doing that. I mean, she is the ultimate DIY queen. Like, she is bricking the fireplaces and painting the whole... Like, she fired the painters the other day and then painted the whole living room herself.
You fired them?
They were just getting paint everywhere.
So what'd you say? Just, like, how'd you fire them?
Well, they then delayed having to come back to him. They're like, oh, we actually can't make it tomorrow. And I wanted it finished. I was like, well, they're already getting paint everywhere, which is going to take even more time for me to clean now. I'd rather... not pay someone. Like, if someone's going to get paint
asking
everywhere,
I'd
rather me get paint everywhere and clean it and not have to pay someone.
I'm not asking the why. I'm asking the how'd you do it?
Oh, he just did it because they canceled on him the next day.
Okay, and you went.
And so I said, just tell him not to come altogether.
Okay, so you're working on renovating your house. You guys are like technically business partners,
so right? Tate's like the it's like good cop, bad cop. I'm like so nice and such like a little wuss when it comes to like telling people they're doing a bad job.
Yeah.
He's getting better.
And Tate's like, I'm gonna fucking shank his ass.
Really? You
know,
Tate is the chops.
No, I'm not. I'm nice. I just,
love it.
I get really frustrated with him in the sense of he is so nice, like with all things.
Yeah.
Very nonchalant, like, oh, it's okay. Like, it's not whatever. It's this, it's that. And I'm like, they think if you even ask them to come do a job, they know that you're so nonchalant
that they're gonna be
nonchalant.
They
can push you aside and be like, oh, we'll just hold off this guy because he's.
Yeah.
He won't care. Like, he'll never yell at us. And it's like, sometimes, like, he stresses himself out trying to get stuff done. It's like, no, you can still be nice, but, like, let people know, like, hey, I'm paying you for a job. You can't keep pushing me to the side.
Tyler Cameron, all bark, no bite. That's what I'm hearing right there. When you look down the road, do you want to take those next steps? They have kids, all those things. Are you thinking about that? Is that TBD? Where are you at?
Yeah.
Wow. Tate? What is it?
Tate's like, I'm 31.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I you know, and I was talking about this the other day, and I think the fear, it's a fear I have, and it has nothing to do with Tate. It has nothing to do with, it's just when I grew up, I had parents who busted their asses and worked, you know, their asses off for us, gave us everything they had. we lost everything in the 08 market crash.
Oh.
And we went from having everyone together living this dream life in this dream house to losing it all, losing the house, losing the family. Oh. You know what I mean? And then like moving back to like a little house and then having all types of drama and shit and losing what our family was at that point. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So my fears in life are, which is kind of like, it's an excuse because everyone's like, you just figured out. So it's like me just taking that leap of faith.
Yeah.
Is that I want to be in a financially set place that if I have kids, I never have to have that fear, yeah, that worry, because of, I just know what that did to, you know, which at the end of the day, my parents did an amazing job and still overcame all that, but never want to have anyone go through that, what we went through, you know? So
I also think you're really building, or we're trying to like build something, mm-hmm, that has longevity.
Yeah.
And I think right now, just doubling down and like just working as much as we can to get to that spot. So then when we do hopefully have kids one day, yeah, God willing, that he can also be the dad that he wants to be, like,
yeah,
never miss a game, be the coach,
yeah,
do all of the things,
mm-hmm,
which I think right now doing what we're doing will get us to the place where you can also have the financial stability as well as be,
yeah,
the,
I think right now we're in a phase of life too. It's like, we are just like I feel like I always live broke.
Yeah.
Because I just take every dollar I get and I reinvest it into the next housing project. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I always feel the need to like, I always feel pressure,
mm-hmm,
which I think pressure is good to create for yourself in business and in life because it makes you keep going, going, and going.
100%.
You know, and then I step back and look at it. I'm like, damn, in the last 3 years, we've built.
How many houses do you have now?
So right now, after next Thursday, we'll, yeah, have four investment, like,
properties.
Rental properties,
yeah,
our own house, and then top of that, four restaurants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's
cranking.
Like,
and the house in Jacksonville.
And then a house, yeah, then so we
like
also have a house in Jacksonville.
Four restaurants, five, and five houses right now.
Six houses. Yeah.
You're rolling. And you've already flipped some houses.
Yeah, the other flip is in Jacksonville right now. So
killing it.
Yeah. So, but like when you step back and you look at it, like, oh shit, we're doing a lot. But then when you're in it, it's like, I gotta get this to, you know, I put numbers on everything. I gotta get this to 10 houses by this time. And
yep,
I gotta get to, you know, and then you look in it, but it's like, you're always moving the goalposts along. And I think if you keep doing that, then you also, you don't take that leap of faith, like about having a family and kids.
Yeah.
You just put it off.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cash back is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cash back on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free, and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you're feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com.
Is a lot of this real estate being funded by social media project?
So yeah.
Cash inflow from social media opportunities, and then you put it into the business?
Yeah.
And then the idea is that the real estate business starts to generate much more revenue than even social media.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just, yeah, it's like, it's, but like, and like, I think kind of what we're leaning into hard is like the home reno construction world and all that. And I think Tate's going to be amazing for that when people start to see like the talent she is and like her DIY projects and
Martha Stewart 2.0.
This, yeah. We literally watched the Martha documentary and we're like, I'm like, Tate, Like, this is you. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, let's. Martha's much cooler than me.
Come on, Tate. No, no. You were on the side of the road, Statue of Liberty, waving the flag. You got grit, girl. You got grit. Mm-hmm. Tyler, can I tell? I've never told this, and I didn't know if I could contractually. Can I tell them what happened with our Airbnb property?
Yeah.
All right, so with our project, we were going to invest in the property. Mm-hmm. I was in on it. And then there was, our budget was like 60, 75 grand. Yep. And then there were termites, right?
So we had this house, right? The house is, we bought it for 515. And it's in a neighborhood where that's probably like the middle range of what the neighborhood would cost.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now. Like I look at the comps right now in the neighborhood. Like, houses need to be renovated are now $575, and that's like 4 years later.
Yeah.
From when we bought the house. So we go, we renovate this house, and the problem is like, you know, I have a huge team now. I went from me and Kate to me, Kate, Tate, plus another 15 people.
Jeez.
Right? So it's a monster, and you have designers, and you have, you know, designer assistants, all this stuff, but you have 9 housing projects going on mm-hmm. right now. So it's like, they're like, we got this one covered. So I'm like, it's my house. You know, I'll be happy with anything. Like, I know they'll do a good job. But then I'm focusing on all these other houses and all these other budgets. And then you come back around and look back at this budget because you still got to start paying bills. So I'm like, I go to Jason. I go, Jason, they gold plated this house. You're hoping to make your money back completely on this. I'll never sell for that. I was like, I don't want you to come into this project
yeah.
anymore. You know, but it sucks because we have also a TV show to shoot. You know what I mean? So I was like, we'll figure out the numbers once. Because like we were still filming it and the yeah. numbers were still coming in and all that stuff.
And I remember you like, and this is a testament to you, Tyler. You're like, listen, I'm making money off this show. I'm going to make this back. I'm not letting you come in this project.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'll still come. Like if you got to do it. And you're like, I'm not letting you come in.
Yeah.
Like this got ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so we ended up not doing it. But now I think we got to do something.
No, yeah, you know? Exactly. I mean.
Now we got to put, let's go.
No, we should.
I think that was your first go around too with everything.
It was.
So he didn't know what I don't think you knew what you were capable of, what like we were capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So with the designers, I feel like you were a little timid and scared to like piss them off. Because yeah. if they were to walk out the door, I felt like he thought he wasn't going to know what to do and he wasn't going to be able to finish the show. So he's like, I just have to do whatever they want to do.
As they say,
let's run it back. Let's do one more.
Yeah.
They had me by the balls.
They had really you did. By the balls. They don't now, but my question is, and this will be the last one before you get your trading secret, is will they again? Are we going round 2 on the TV?
We're
deal?
Working on it right now. So we're working
trying
on
to get
it.
Yeah. Season 2.
And yeah, and like season 1 was like the hardest thing ever, but it's like it was a true labor of love and yeah. to see the show come out, to see people's reactions. I love the show that was produced and put out there. I love like the team that I built the show with and like the team we created at home. But now that like we've been through that. I would love for people to see like Tate mm-hmm. step in and mm-hmm. be like the designer and like take on the bills with me because I mean I think Tate would honestly be the builder and the designer.
Yeah,
but she can.
It's just my show now.
Yeah,
maybe next episode I can come on. You can find me someone.
Yeah,
since
absolutely.
I found you here.
Hey, listen. Last night everyone slid in my DMs and all they wanted to know.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so
really?
I've got a whole.
Oh, really?
So we
interesting.
Scroll through.
Good to know. She's recruiting out there for me. I love it.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All right, I don't know about you guys. I got the Celsius Sparkling Raspberry Peach. This is already done. This flavor's incredible. What do you got over there, Ty?
I got the Cherry Cola. This is...
Oh, I've never had... Let me try Cherry Cola. I'm
that
into it. What'd you get?
I have Raspberry Peach, too, which is delicious.
This is incredible. I'm a big cherry cola guy.
So yeah, I'm a grape guy.
Kay. Grape is so good.
Yeah, grape's my shit. Ooh. But the cherry cola is now like my new post-lunch drink.
Ooh, I like it. So, I'm also buzzing after. Like, I'm ready to go. Like, yeah. I'm feeling great right now. Yeah, I'm fired
up. You're just going to see me running circles.
Right, let's go get a workout in. Before we do, let's get a trading secret. Tate, the first time on Trading Secrets. It's a trading secret. It could be like your life navigation, finance, career. It could just be something you live by, but it's special to you. What could you leave us with?
Oh, gosh. Fake it till you make it.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, give some context.
Yeah,
to
give
it.
Me a little, like,
you
have
can't
you done
leave
that?
Us like that?
Yeah, I think in life everyone's trying to figure it out, so might as well go for it. Might as well figure it out along the way. Don't skip an opportunity because you think you're not.
I also think you get, like, in life, you get what it is that you're putting out.
Absolutely.
And if you put it out that, like, you are it, mm-hmm. then you're going to get whatever that it is.
Also,
maybe it's Tyler Cameron,
but also,
you know, it's your husband, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, like, kind of off of what you're saying, but a little different, is, like, you get what you put out. I think Tate, what's made Tate successful and, like, keep figuring herself out, like, because, like, Tate's story is crazy. Like, she lived in Ohio and grew up there, and then she bounced to LA and lived with her brother, and he had a modeling career, and then she had a best friend there, and then that best friend brought her to Texas, and she was working on, you know, the horses here, getting up at 4 a.m. and, like, training them, and then she wanted to move by her family. Like, she went and worked at, like, in the retail store at Macy's, or, like,
Bloomingdale's
personal shopper, but, like, wow. Was always just, like, figuring it out. But, like, I think the reason why she's successful and always keeps going and, like, is a light everywhere she goes is because, like, she's a person who comes in and gives 150%.
All right, let's wrap with this. Tyler, you got to give, that was, like, you kind of just gave a trading secret,
really nice.
But you've given a couple good ones before. I remember when you went on Watch What Happens Live, or, like, you go on some of these shows, you're like, yeah, I put on a show. And I was like, I always try to do kind of the opposite, and I learned from you that's what you can't do.
Yeah.
Because you're like, when I go, if they're going to invite me, like, I'm stirring it up. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to give them what they want. Where I'm always, like, so worried about, like, staying in between the lines.
Yeah.
And, like, your kind of, like, secret sauces, you don't give it. You're just like, you guys are going to put me on that stage. You're going to get a full show. And I think there's something special to that.
Yeah, I think, one, like, I am an open book always. Like, my dad says, like, my favorite thing, like, and the reason why you're in this spot is because you never gave a shit. You know what I mean? And, like, I just like to have fun, rip it, send it. But if you're going to go on Watch What Happens Live, or you're gonna go on any of these shows, or, you know, anything you're gonna do in life, like, just go and go for it, be authentic and let it rip, and be you, but be you at 120-130%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because unfiltered.
Unfiltered, let it go. And I think good things come from that. And that's how you stay memorable and people, you know, wanna watch and see what you do. But if you just try to be Joe Cool, that's who I was in, like, college, and I tried to be Joe Cool. I hated who I was.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look back at it. And so
then you're losing yourself. Continue trying to keep up with something you're not. And then
exactly.
It all falls apart. We'll wrap with this. There's really only one person to follow in this bed, and this is the up-and-coming star over here. Tater, where can people follow you and find you?
Ta-da, it's Tate on Instagram.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Maybe ta-da, it's me.
Okay, are we going to keep that, or...
Let's think so.
It.
I like it.
Ta-da.
I've had this conversation with her. I was like, you should just be like Tate
Madden. And I was offended.
She
was like, people love it.
Yeah, I like Tada.
And then
I also like Tater. I don't know why. I call you Tater.
And then if you go, like, through her whole family, there's like Tada, it's Tate. OMG, it's Emmy. Oh gosh, it's Grace.
Unbelievable. Fake until you make it. That's the strategy. Tyler, you got anything you want to put out there, promote?
Tate. Yeah,
you guys are fucking cute.
Yeah, no, I think all along for Martha Jr.'s journey.
Martha Jr.
Here. No,
she, Martha, if you're watching, I do not think that I
really you. You're cool. No, I just think, you know, tune into what we're trying to create with the houses and everything like that. We're going to continue this home renovation journey. And, you know, I love hospitality. I have some really cool hospitality dreams that I want to bring to life here soon. So I just got to figure out that and the funding for all of that. But yeah, we're building something really cool with our house and the other houses, and stay tuned to see, like, you know, she can really DIY some cool things, and she's got great style, and we've been doing some cool antiquing and thrifting and Yeah, it'll be fun.
And you guys got to do something together.
This guy always just throws curveballs. Antiquing. Didn't see that coming.
No, I know.
And then you and I are going to do a house of some sort. But what we're going to do here is a little shout-out to Celsius. That was a hell of a night last night.
Yes.
The Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. I'm feeling good after taking this down after a couple drinks yesterday. And so shout-out to Celsius. Great partners, great drinks. You got anything?
Only two to get this day rolling. I need, you know, let's have a day.
Let's have a day. Cool party today. Yes. Let's go. Woo!
Ding, ding, ding. We are closing in the belt to the Tyler Cameron episode with the one and only The Curious Canadian. David, before I bring it over to you, I want to give a big thank you to Geico for sponsoring today's closing recap. Curious Canadian, what are you thinking? There's a whole lot of action within this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to start at the top here. Special shout out to Geico sponsoring the recap. Like you mentioned, you know, you talked about You and Tyler talked about the home that you were going to go in on for the show. And something that can always happen in the home process is going over budget or overspending. In this specific process of buying, you know, purchasing a rental property with someone, what was your biggest lesson learned through this entire process?
I mean, David, there's a ton of learning lessons here, but like, let's just start with this, especially with our closing recap sponsor here, Geico. Making sure that you are properly covered is so important. So what Geico can do is they can help you tailor a home policy that fits your needs and budget. And we talk about this all the time on Trading Secrets and this specific example with Tyler. Budget is huge and you want to make sure not only are you saving potential money, but you're saving time. So whether it's buying, setting it up, or even servicing your homeowner's policy, it can all be done online or over the phone with the Geico mobile app. So one more thing with the Geico policies that you should be aware of. You can manage all your policies in one place. This is the trading secret. You can get both your car insurance and your homeowner's insurance policy together from Geico and then receive a discount on your vehicle insurance for bundling. And the Geico Insurance Agency does the shopping for you. They can find you all the right coverage at a great price through their trusted partner. So David, we're going to get into some of the specifics of this deal. This was an example of us investing and owning in a home, but whether you have a home or you just need renter's insurance, condo, or even mobile home insurance, Geico can help protect whatever you are going to call home. So get rewarded for how you protect your home and do it with a variety of available discount options. So a big one, of course, is what we just talked about. Another one is trying to plan ahead for the unexpected, right? We didn't expect a designer to come in and have exorbitant pricing for some of this stuff. And I think that even connects to Geico, which is like expecting the unexpected with any type of cost and baking in a budget for what could happen. Like we just, it was a tough situation. And I'm curious, David, what do you do here, right? So like he came to me and he's like, Jason, I'm not letting you do this deal. Like I didn't manage it properly. This is the first business interaction that you and I would have. And part of me felt bad. I wanted to be like, dude, like I kind of committed to it. Like I should just be in it with you. And another part of me was like, okay, he's like being adamant about this. The good news is the property now is doing great. It's cash flowing great. It's in good shape. So no one got stuck. But like, what would you do in that circumstance?
I put it in, I've never been in a situation to go like hand in hand in a rental property, but it reminds you of like everyone's been at that dinner, right? That dinner where like you both mutually decide to like go to this place for dinner, but maybe that specific place is one person's idea and the meal comes and it's, you know, it's okay. It's maybe less than what you expected. Maybe you're a little disappointed. And then the prices on the menu probably weren't something that you would have picked. And the bill comes and you know, you went there, you agreed on the place. You could have looked up the menu ahead of time. You could have looked up reviews. You didn't. So you feel, you know, you want to split the bill with him, but he feels bad because it's his place. He picked it. He knows it wasn't as good as it was. He feels like he let you down. He insists. No, you insist. Now he insists. We've all been there a time where he's like, you know what? He's really insisting. I'm just going to let him take this one. And both people end up feeling better about it at the end of the day because of that. So this is just one of those situations to hear that the cash flow is good. He just wanted to take that initial investment, that shock factor, that wow off your plate. Good guy move by Tyler.
Good guy move. And it worked out because that property is crushing it. So that's good news. But David, what else? So yeah, I know you asked me some of the thoughts of the property. I think that's a good question, but we talked a lot. I mean, first of all, we're doing this podcast in a bed. Just after that podcast is when him and I did that roast. We have Tate involved with like, Tate wasn't supposed to be involved, but then became a big part of this episode. A lot of moving pieces here.
You never know what you're going to get from Tyler Cameron. Let me just say, he started talking about budgets. Like, I don't think Tyler Cameron even knew what a budget looks like. But hey, he's knee deep in budgets. So that was kind of an interesting take. And yeah, I got to defend my boy a little bit here. Tyler Cameron's going to stand over you like American Gladiator saying these 5'9 jokes. Come on, put some respect on my guy's name there. 5'9, my ass, Tyler. Let's go hit the fields. Let's see what, you know, your idea of 5'9 will do against us in some sports competitions, Tyler. We got you. I know you're a big football macho guy, but me and JT will take you a couple. You know, you're pushing 6. I'll say you're pushing 6. You're not 5'9, but you're pushing 6 foot. I'm there, 6'2, a little burly, right? A little flat footed, but Tyler, we'll take you on there. So, you know, I gotta put some respect on my boy's name there. But he was great. I think the episode, it honestly could have been a little bit of a Tate fan club, should I say? I've never seen Tyler Cameron so smitten, pumping his girl's tires like he was Tate. So that I thought those dynamics of the episode were great. And her story is awesome too.
If you Google my name, it does say 5'9". I don't know if that was from like a high school roster or something. I don't know. It is what it is. All three of his fucking chirps were lies. They're fucking bullshit.
What else did he have there? I mean, well, the million dated, followers one? I mean, that's low-hanging fruit. That's low-hanging fruit, the million followers.
It was a great chirp. Didn't expect it. I've dated two people that were creators before that. Was a teacher.
Yeah, there's probably other nurse. Exes that you have that are like, come on. Mention me a little bit here. I'm not a million followers.
And the 2 in 36 years.
Yeah, and the dogs run. I mean, we don't got to go there. We all know.
Oh, that fall. Oh, hey,
listen.
There will be a time and a place.
You stick in,
and it won't be today.
You stick into the ring with that trend, which I was telling you that you should done for a while, and I'm glad you did with Tyler because it's like he's just jokes. So I thought it was hilarious.
He came out swinging, though. I mean, he came out swinging.
Yeah, but you have to if you do that trend, you'll swing when you're doing it.
It was good. It was funny.
Yeah.
All right. So Tate fan club called me number one or number two. From the minute I liked her when we were filming that show, I was like, this girl's perfect. Yeah. I was trying to set them up. I talked about that. Tyler's like, no, don't do it. And then look at them today, smitten kitten, and they're happy. But also I think that connects to our little three bullshit chirps that he put on me. I can't believe he straight up just like lied about a story. Dude, if she wasn't there, he would have continued on with that. And now as a good friend of his, I'm like, what other bullshit have you told me that I didn't know?
I was writing it in my notes. I was like, oh, wow, she was a side of the road Statue of Liberty doing the sign thing. And he liked her work ethic. And that's how we met her. He like took her off the streets. I was like writing it down. Like I believed in it. And the fact that she laughed at it and then said that he's brought it up multiple times in interviews before. I bet you if you Google that, it probably says that story somewhere, probably right next to the 5'9 story for you. So,
yeah, I'm chugging, I'm drinking this Celsius, which is great. So I'm buzzing. So I'm super alert. And he's telling me this story. So I'm like nodding and actively listening. And then out of the corner of my eye, I see Tate, who was in the bathroom, come out. And she's like, giving the look, like, what the fuck is he talking about? But she didn't say anything. And that's when I'm like, Tate, is there truth to this? I love it. Just complete nonsense. Fake it till you'll make it. That's definitely one of the stories there. What else, David? Anything else from this episode that was just eye-opening?
I got a slight pet peeve that he kept doing that I want your take on. This could just be a me pet peeve, a Curious Canadian pet peeve. He was talking about Tate's trading secret and he was pumping her tires. And then he said his trading secrets, let it rip, be authentic. That's how you become a memorable. He says that Tate's gives 150% no matter what it is. She gives 110%. He goes, if I'm 120% authentic, do you have a pet peeve when people use percentages over 100%?
Yeah, actually, the whole time you were just telling me this, I was like, you can't be 150%.
It discounts people who actually give 100%.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's 150%. Like, you can't do it.
No, because it's like, well, within what is 110% not good enough? It's 100%. It's like Dave Portnoy doesn't give 10s on pizzas because then if you come on a better pizza, well, then that pizza is no longer a 10. I can't give 101% because that discounts me giving everything that I have. And then expectations are out of the water. That's just a pet peeve. Yeah.
As a coach, I feel like, do you not tell your kids give 110%?
No, 100, because 100 is the max and 100 is impossible to give. Because then you die.
Exactly. And I always, on my scoring system from Rob Dyrdek, which by the way, mm-hmm. I still do. I mean, let's see if I can pull it up.
That's
right,
amazing.
Now. Happiness level, and I do the work output. Yeah, I got it right here. So I still have my
journal. Have you seen Rob Dyrdek since the interview, since the podcast?
No, but I need to.
You should just shoot him a DM. Be like, hey, Rob, it's the 2-year anniversary. We should mark it with a 2-year anniversary of Rob Dyrdek and just shoot him a thing and be like, still do your scale. Would love to have you on. You're the man.
Bro, 2-year, we're about to go on 4 years of Rob Dyrdek.
Come on.
But I do happiness, work output, drinks. Like I'll literally write if I had a drink or not that day. If so, how many? I'd calculate them for the week. Just because in our job, there's so much socializing. Mm-hmm. So just like keeping an eye on it. I give myself a score 1 through 10 of my eating for that day. Did I work out? Location? Any notes?
What is the biggest column or like thing that you track that actually has the biggest impact in your life?
I mean, the one I care the most about is my happiness levels.
Yeah.
Like 100%. And I always try and find some kind of correlations. And I'm still working to get the best correlations. There's definitely a connection with obviously traveling and eating worse. Yeah. Work output is pretty good. But I would say my happiness levels, they're getting better, but my God, I'm scrolling through the last 2 months and they are not good.
Wow.
But my point is, they're getting better. They're like, I'm looking at them, they're trending up, which is good. But I only gave myself, David, in all those columns, all those things, talk about 100%. I only gave myself a 10 once. Okay. One time I gave myself a 10 for work output for a specific day.
Oh, that's interesting. The only 10. So there you go. 100%.
Of all those boxes, there's probably hundreds of boxes there. So yeah, I agree. We're back on the 100% train.
I love it. Okay. Now I have a question. He talked about how he was dying during filming the show. Mentally, physically, financially, you know, home rental shows being the hardest to produce and manage because you're dealing with so many vendors and contracts and homeowner responsibilities and production and timing of it all. It just seems like an absolute grind. I'm just curious, and you talk about work output all the time. I know myself in my job, I probably work way too many hours, take too many phone calls, make myself too available. Do you think in just general that work can be your lifestyle? Can you really do it all? You're the one who does the happiness scale. So you actually are a pretty good person to ask this. So many people are guilty of working too much and you go into a lot of trading secrets and it's just like immerse yourself in it, like make it a priority. But do you think it's really possible to do it all, to work at a 10 every day, to be as consumed, to do, you know, to die filming or working in what you're doing?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I mean, I think, you know, it's interesting to hear people like, you know, Tom Brady talk about it, but even when you are literally the number one, the best in the world at what you do, maybe ever, there are still massive sacrifices. His marriage took a massive sacrifice. He has openly talked about the fact that at times he's been a very absent father. I don't think the idea of being 10, 10, 10 in everything, it's impossible. Impossible. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we all see it in our lives. I just had to say it on here because I think so many times we do have people on that like, the messaging is like, work more, immerse yourself in it, work. It became my life. Like, last weekend, the apartment guy, I mean, how many hours do you work? He said all of them, right? Like, I just want people at home to get the sense of if they're listening to this and they're feeling overwhelmed by all these people who are like putting work as like their lifestyle. I just want to have a little heat check, you know, for us and for our listeners to make sure that that's not the expectation.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I also think there's one thing about work. Like if I look at correlations right now, like I'm looking at one day, you know, October 25th. First, my happiness level was a 5 and my work output was 8.5. And then the next day, my work output, this is the only 10 I've ever put, was a 10. And then my happiness level was a 9.
Cool.
So I think sometimes my point is like there are things you do in work that can connect to happiness.
Correlate. They can be correlated for sure.
Right. And there's things you do in work that could be very correlated to unhappiness.
Where it's so funny because not to cut you off, but I think work can often get our happiness up because it can be a pathway and a motivator to getting our spirits higher and maybe getting our focus realigned. And then it's like when you go over that hill, if you don't get out of that work mode and relying on work, that's when the happiness drops because now the work is taken over and you don't have the avenue for all those things that do make you happy because you need happiness in other things outside of work. Does that make sense?
No, I think even if we connect that statement to this episode with Tyler, I think, you know, his story is really interesting and like, you know, he joked around chirping me about all the followers dating bullshit. I mean, he dated all these big time models and people that used to date these big celebrities, and he's dated big celebrities. And, you know, he like had that and did all that stuff. And it's interesting when you hear him in other interviews and a little bit in this one, he's like, I just had to get grounded again. And I had to get back home and I had to start doing things that matter and build my community. And that's when it all fell into place for him. I think the big thing, like even connecting this conversation, is like happiness absolutely starts within. And there's so much work you have to do internally. But I also have the counter that there are things that are going to happen in your life, no matter how happy and grounded you are internally, that are going to have an impact on your overall happiness. 100%. It just is what it is, right? Like you could be the most grounded human in the world, but something happens to someone you care about and all of a sudden, you know, happiness takes a shift. Or you could be the most grounded person in the world and, you know, you have the best day of vacation on a beach with your family, like your happiness levels are going to go up. And I think it's just really important to continue to work in to find your grounded happiness, but also be super aware of all the little things out there that can shift it up and down and do everything possible to just align with those things that shift it up and down, whether it is friends, whether it is, it's actually the work you're doing, it's the places you're going, it's your nutrition, it's your sleep, whatever it is. That's what I think really has helped me to like slowly tick that happiness level up. Because at the end of the day, that's the fucking only thing that matters. That is the only thing that matters. Your happiness, the people you love, and who and what energies are around you.
100%. It's the pursuit of happiness. Will Smith said it in his movie. But I think that the unique thing about that is just as we grow and your life evolves and you go through experiences, like happiness looks so different and takes so many different shapes and sizes and forms through where you're at in your life. But at the end of the day, it's supposed to be like that, right? Life is supposed to be like that. What brings happiness to a 65-year-old and a 25-year-old? You know, maybe there are some similarities, but I think, you know, it should feel different. That's part of living. That's part of experiences. And that's part of feeling emotions. That's part of, you know, being human. And I think that that's something that'd be important about. So look at us getting a little weeds here from Tyler Cameron.
We're getting in the weeds. Tyler Cameron. I love the episode because we talked about life. We obviously talked about love. We talked about health. We even talked about wealth. And I feel like those are four big pillars of this podcast. And it's always good to have Tyler back on. And I will say with confidence, for certainty, his better half, Tate. David, you got anything before we wrap this up?
No, I think Tate would be a pretty interesting podcast guest. So we'll keep that one on the back burner. But I just looked it up while we were on July 19th, 2021, Rob Dyrdek. So we are going to be approaching 4 years this summer, wow, which is nutso to say out loud, of having Rob Dyrdek on. You're still doing the scale 3.5 years later. It's giving you some data to lead and to give you some perspective and reflection, which is what it's all about, baby. It's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. We're going to have to reach out to Rob and do that. Another big thanks to Geico for sponsoring today's closing recap. Remember to give us 5 stars in the reviews, maybe even tell us, should we have a separate one-on-one episode with Tate? You guys let us know. And thank you for tuning into another episode of Trading Secrets, one you can't afford to miss.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.